We give away soft goals. First goal, we've turned it back on a short corner, and we're in control of the game at the time. You know, we played pretty well first half, but we were too passive in the second half. Or we felt for a while that we've been a little bit lightweight. You know, we've got some lack of physicality, and that really showed up today, particularly, you know, with Miller against our centre halves. And you know, I can't keep relying on the defence to keep teams out. We have to do better in the final third as well. So we were far too passive in the second half for my liking, and that's why we lost the game. And the goals we conceded were awful from our point of view.
What was the news on Anil Heskey coming off so early?
Hamstring strain, and that was a blow because he's been looking well in the games that he's started and or the games he's featured in. And obviously in training, we've been sort of trying to manage him the best way for someone of his age, but we felt he was ready to start today. So losing him so early is a blow, because he does give us that physical presence at the top end of the pitch. We've lost Zach Clough as well, so I think it's imperative now that we bring a striker in, and it may have to change my thinking on the type of striker that I want to bring in now. But you know, once the second goal goes in, the psychology of the game changed, and we didn't handle it well enough, anywhere near enough. You know, we didn't ride out any sort of pressure. You know, the goals were far too easy for my liking, far too easy.
You know, you seem to get to the edge of the penalty area or the town penalty area very easily, and yet very few shots came in.
Well, our final play has been poor all season. You know, we've been creating some decent chances, not converting them. And it was the same against Sheffield Wednesday on Tuesday night, that lack of quality with the final pass or even the shot. And it is a concern, obviously. You know, if we don't get that bit of extra quality or find that extra quality within the group, then it's going to be a long season for us. And yeah, I mean, that's been symptomatic of our season so far.
And thoughts on the red card, Neil?
I didn't see the second challenge. I'll have to look at it again. He's got to learn, Derek. You know, he is small for a centre-half at this level, and he's defended very, very well. But there's a lack of experience there at times, certainly to the conditions of the British game. And it's been a weakness where he comes up against a big guy who can rule him at times. He gets either too close or he gets...
There's one earlier
too far off.
He might have had it. I think he had a good Mark Davies, the ref, as if to say, I'm not going to give him
another chance. Yeah. Too rash. But that'll come. You know, we think he's a good player, and we think he's got good potential. My other one, Prince, he was sick at half time, and that's why he was late coming out for the second half. But we're limited to what we can do. It's difficult to change it. You know, I didn't want to bring a kid on at that stage of the game because the game was obviously in the balance. So that obviously affected him and his performance second half as well.